Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show. You are more than welcome to do that. I had to sneeze. So, our Texans, Christian Harris says, you know, we've been talking about, you know, all of the stuff, the attention that the Texans are getting and whatnot. Christian Harris, putting it all in perspective, rat poison. He says that, and he got this from Nick, obviously, and maybe Nick is right about this. Hopefully they won't be listening. Hopefully, although, you know, CJ's out there being reckless with a bunch of people.
He's not being reckless.
He's being a little reckless.
What's all the reckless stuff he said? I'm not sure what people think he's saying that is reckless.
Well, he did mention the opposing linebacker didn't make any plays. And
yeah, because they're breaking each other's balls.
Did it seem like that?
Well, yeah, I mean,
if they're on the same podcast.
Not Micah Parsons, E.J. Speed.
No, yeah.
The linebacker for the Colts.
That was directed at E.J. Speed.
Because E.J. Speed had some things to say about him. Actually, E.J. was very favorable.
Yeah. His comments said what he said. Yeah. Apparently, it's all stemming from, what they say behind the scenes, because I don't know if EJ Speed had said anything until his response. Yeah, CJ said, hey, don't talk about making plays. You had a chance to make plays.
Are you talking about on the field?
Something, or maybe a DM or two. I'm not sure. But CJ said, what are you talking about making plays for?
That's personal.
You had
business.
A chance to make
don't
plays.
Bring that, don't try to bring that to the public.
Well, that's what CJ did.
CJ did.
Well.
And EJ, you know what?
You know what? One of us here
Aaron
in this
Rodgers,
show is
Aaron
pro
Rodgers, he was being a little reckless with Aaron Rodgers.
He wasn't being reckless. What did he say about him?
He said if Matthew Stafford was in Green Bay, he'd have had three or four titles.
He is pro Matthew Stafford.
You're insulting Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did John already have to apologize to Shannon Sharp?
He did.
Yes,
this show.
I did apologize.
Okay, do you want to apologize to CJ? Because you can't apologize to what Shannon Sharp said and now not apologize to CJ Stroud for what he said about Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers.
What?
Because Shannon tried to tell you about Aaron Rodgers, and now CJ Stroud's trying to tell you about Matthew Stafford / Aaron Rodgers, but now you want to get reckless, but before you had to apologize to Shannon.
Well, CJ hasn't asked for an apology yet. Shannon demanded one.
That's why
John was scared of Shannon being so big, so
he
apologized.
I'm not afraid of CJ.
He's not afraid of CJ.
No, I ain't afraid of that.
Well, plus, we don't want to keep hearing Shannon. I mean, oh my. It's
Shannon
hard.
Sharp's a big
Between
dude.
Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith, it's getting hard. Like, did you see Stephen A. Smith, the video of him walking in for game four?
Oh, my gosh.
In the pink suit and ESPN following him. And it is the most embarrassed. Athletes were crushing him like, dude, you are not the game.
You're not a player.
The comments from the players in different sports were murdering Stephen A. Smith. Like, this guy, and they showed the graphic of him scoring 1.6 points per game in college. And they said, this does not get a walk-in.
What about, have you seen his commercial where he's playing pool? Stephen A. Smith, where he's playing pool? He's playing pool with somebody, and he hits a three ball into the corner pocket, and the guy goes, hey, where's Stripes? And he goes, I'm Stephen A. I make the rules.
No, I think that's real. I think that's real. People around the ESPN are literally afraid to argue with him.
I mean, what? You got to be kidding.
When's the last time you saw Monica McNutt on the show? I'm watching right now. Not on now. Basketball talk.
She's, well.
A whole lot of Andrea Carter. A whole lot less of Monica McNutt. Monica
well, that's McNutt. The way it should be, though. But no, that's neither here nor there.
Why should it be that way?
He's just a fan of Andrea Carter.
For what reason? Her basketball knowledge? He can never hear her.
Yes.
You can never hear her. You're in there doing the show. The sound's not on.
I know. Mm-hmm. I don't care to.
Her partner during Pride Month will be happy to hear that you're a fan of
hers. And that's the wrong show. That's Get Up, not First Take. So that's not Stephen A's show anyway.
Wait, Stephen A's right now on Get Up?
No, he's on First Take.
Oh, I'm watching it on YouTube.
What is that? I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, Get Up is Mike Greenberg.
Well, one of them is the earlier show in the day, and Stephen A. Smith's show hasn't started yet.
It hasn't. Well,
why is he on my TV right now?
I'm watching ESPN, too, so I'm not sure.
Yeah,
well,
no,
well,
he's
what
not
are you
right
commenting
now.
On, Dell? Dell?
Well, Andrea Carter, I'm watching her right now on Get Up. I'm watching her right now. That's what I'm commenting on. What are you commenting on?
I don't know. Just go to the phones.
Okay. All right.
We
got a call.
Let's hear what SMU Sonny's got to say. He didn't win any kind of UFL trophy or anything like that. So what has he got to say?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Sonny?
Man, that was an awesome championship Sunday. I just have to shout out Bryson, and I love that he got that victory right in the middle of ACC country. SMU is coming, baby, and I loved it. Call in Tuesday, and called the shot. Bryson got it done. Never out of the fight. Keep on swimming. Also, I sent a song to Dell. If you need something for today or later on in the week. Oh, yeah. And then the other thing is, I know people don't like Liv and everything, but, man, I think the team aspect, like, I think that him being on an actual team when he was having trouble really helped him a lot. It's such an individual sport. Like, I know we don't, you know, people don't like it, but they play on teams their whole lives, and then they're so isolated. So what do y'all think about that aspect of it? And, okay, thanks. Love the show. Thank you.
I don't think any of that stuff makes any sense, being on a team. I did think it was cool for him to get a play in front of people and them get to see it on television. I said that on Twitter, and then you had these DeChambeaus who were like, yeah, whatever, people see him on Liv. Maybe you need to pull your head out of your ass and find out that Liv's on TV. Is it, though? Is it on TV if nobody watches it? Is it on TV? Nobody cares. You play in shorts. Beat it, Livers. Stupid Liv bros. Get out of here. You can't be yelling USA chain. USA! 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 Whenever Bryson DeChambeau makes a putt and then realize he's going and playing for that Saudi blood money. You can't do that. You need to have more self-awareness than to yell USA when a guy who went over and just took a paycheck from Saudi blood money that's trying to gussy up the Saudi image. Stop, bros. Stop.
DeChambeaus. I like that.
Yeah, that's what they are. I didn't know they were a thing until yesterday.
Do you notice he's smaller than he was?
He is smaller.
I did
notice that. He can still bang, though, man. That guy, him and Rory, golly, I didn't realize Rory was that long off the tee.
His club speed was 140-some miles an hour. I mean, dude, that is ridiculous.
That's fast.
How fast he gets through that ball. And I didn't think he would. He's done it before. He's got himself an open before, but he just overpowers the course. I thought this course was going to be just too hard to overpower, but it was long. It was long, and it was hard, and he overcame. That shot he hit out of the sand on 18, goodness, you don't hit that shot. It's the best sand shot of his life, he said. And you know, in that instance, for him to do that, holy crap.
That's because just one thing that
he did.
His whole
game is power, but you know what? He's got great touch, too.
What about when he got up and down on, like, hole whatever it was? 14,
it was like 13 or 14, right.
This is one of the top. If he can sink this would be one of the top 10 up and downs that I've seen in my entire life, and he did.
And he did.
Yeah, that's the only thing. He was awful off the tee and terrific around the green, and that's how he won. And then it helped that Rory had one of the great choke jobs.
Did you see the tweet of the little kid trying to putt? And the hole is like giant. It's a giant hole, and this little kid is putting. He can't get the ball in this gigantic hole. And it's like, somebody said, "Here's Rory putting on 16 and 18." Now, Rory's got to live with this now. I mean, you can't do that. You can't miss from 3 and 4 feet and lose a major like that. Dude hasn't won a major since 14. He got 10 years. I mean, goodness gracious, he was right. Maybe, you know what, that is a choke job because it got too big for him. And you wouldn't think that Rory would get too big for him, but it did. You don't miss those putts. You just can't. Holy crap. And one of the best players in the world. And you just can't miss those putts. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's catch up. And if you want to get in, you're more than welcome to get in here and hang out with us. 713-780-3776. But first, let's talk Craig DeServe.
Craig DeServe has great opportunities for you to get involved with, you know, finding the right kind of car for you. What is the car that you're looking for right now? What is the one that makes the most sense for you? And that's different for different people. And I'll give you an example. Right now, if you're in the market for a new SUV, they've got the Buick Encore GX at the top of your list. You're going to love the Buick Encore GX. It's a very sporty, fuel efficient SUV. They've got the Buick Encore GX with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers and an additional $750 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees. This is a great second car. It's a great vehicle for your kids. This is one my son, he ended up with the Buick Envision, but was going to get the Buick Encore as well, and he just wanted to, he just liked the Envision more. And I can tell you right now, the Buick Enclave, Envision, and Encore, which reduce in size with each, you know, from the first, the Enclave down to the Envision, down to the Encore. But all of them look great. They have a great design exterior, great features on the interior. And right now, incredible purchase allowance and finance rate for the Buick Encore. Don't miss out. Go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. You can start your car buying experience at LanceZCars.com. Buick, exceptional by design.
All right, welcome back here on the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on the show. Astros win. Jose Abreu DFA'd. It was about time. It had to happen. Dana Brown met the media and talked about it, and it was unfortunate that the whole thing has been an unfortunate incident for the organization, and maybe they learned from it, although it wasn't a teaching moment, according to Dana Brown. I didn't do it, but I had to take charge of this thing and get him out of here. It was embarrassing for Jose Abreu and for the organization, everybody involved, which Dana Brown pointed out.
Wait, Dana didn't say it was embarrassing for the organization, did he?
No, Jose Abreu said it was embarrassing. But it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing that they made this big a mistake. That was what was embarrassing. Although Dana Brown said, not my decision, okay? I didn't have anything to do with that, just so I want to make sure everybody knows that. Three times he said that. I didn't do that. And then Justin Verlander. Now, you did have the Hunter Brown outing. You had the Ronel Blanco outing. But you also had the Arrigetti outing. I don't know. Do you hold that against? Because Arrigetti has been so good lately. Do we hold it against him that he only pitched an inning in the third and got lit up?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. He had a very poor performance. Didn't do his job. However, I mean, it was an asterisk game. Verlander was a late scratch. I don't know. Arrigetti may need a certain amount of time to get his mind right. Like, I hold it against him, but I don't. You know what I mean? Like, he still didn't get guys out, but at the same time, let's see what he does the next time with the scheduled start.
Yeah.
I mean, he was bad. He wasn't good. They were hitting home runs on him.
Yeah. No. He was not good. There's no question about that. But he has been good. I mean, it's a good sign. It's just
not as good as Hunter Brown.
Ooh, I got a stiff neck. I can't breathe.
But I never thought we'd get to a point where we're making fun of Justin Verlander. And by we, I mean you.
Thumbs
up on Jeff Bagwell, thumbs down on Justin Verlander. What is happening to you?
Toughen up. Don't put that kid in that situation, Justin. All right? Throw Dubin out there or something.
Neck hurts.
Who, Dubin?
Dude, by the time I checked into the game, it was Dubin. I'm like, did they pitch Dubin as an opener? And I didn't see the score. And I said, oh, Dubin's in. Is he an opener in this one? That's how early it happened. I'm like, oh my God. Seven runs? What? I missed like a ton of runs. I mean, I was happy to miss it, but it made it easier to watch that game.
To not watch that game.
Hey, are you going to be betting on the Euros, John, while you're there at the sports book?
Well, I'm playing poker yesterday, and all of a sudden, I'm watching golf, and all of a sudden, every TV is on Slovenia and
England. Denmark. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And I was. Or yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? What? Put my golf back on. Why do we got?
I watch both
real sports on television.
I was watching both yesterday. I was watching U.S. Open, I have the dual receivers. So then I'd pause that and I'd go over to my to the soccer. England won 1-0. And then you had today you got Kylian Mbappe going. You've got Romelu Lukaku going. And then there's action coming up in 37 minutes, John. There's always action. And Copa America, you're going to be able to bet on that while you're there, John. You need to be betting some soccer while you're there in Las Vegas.
You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. Why do I have
to be
here?
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to do that. And I could go under or over or – no, I can't go under or over.
Why don't you still – then you need to start betting on some soccer.
What?
You need to bet on soccer. So when you're – I mean, poker can take a long time when you're grinding through it. Have something to watch out there.
Netherlands won 2-1. Do they still have the bald guy?
Which – you mean Ian Robin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. He's not on the national team.
He passed away, I think.
He's not dead. He's just old.
No, I know. Yeah. I had forgotten about him.
I mean, he was good. I like that.
Belgium is old now, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Netherlands won, so congratulations to them.
Oh, and by the way, how about you two? Everton's new owner is from Houston, and he's a billionaire. A guy named Dan Friedkin is going to take over majority share. He's a billionaire who lives here in Houston.
That generally goes well, the American owners going over.
But don't worry about it. He owns AS Roma also. He's going to stop paying attention to them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to see if I can get a hold of him so he and I can do watch parties together for Everton matches.
You think he wants to hang out with you?
Yeah, we'll just go somewhere and watch games together. He'll probably be at the games, actually, now that I'm thinking
about it. Yeah, why wouldn't he be?
But you know, it'd be cool if I could fly over in his jet and be in his box.
Be very cool for you.
And right there we see... There's the new owner of the Toffees, Dan Friedkin, and next to him is an internationally known and highly respected draft expert, Lance Zierlein from NFL.com and radio personality for several decades, a man of great leisure, a professional gentleman of leisure with tremendous skills at cooking, at golf/disc golf, so many things to know about him and Friedkin. And then, God, if I could get in good with him, like you've got Justin to take you to the Diamond Club, what if Friedkin's taking me to Everton matches and I'm sitting in the owner's box?
Well, I would rather he took me to Congaree. He owns, the Friedkin Group owns, along with Bob McNair, they started the Congaree, you know, where our boy Bruce went, Bruce Davidson, he went and built this thing, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, we're going there, too.
That's where I'd rather go.
We're going there. You're
Everton.
Not an Everton fan, so it doesn't matter, but I'll take your advice and go there.
Yeah, no, it's jet. Perfect. They don't let Frisbees on the course.
On his jet, we're going.
They don't let Frisbees
Dan,
out there.
Dan, holla at Lance Zierlein on Twitter.
Holla at your boy. Holla at your boy.
My DMs are open. Holla at your boy.
Dal, is that embarrassing?
What, do we have a Houston?
You're telling a grown man to jump into your DMs? It is amazing.
Yeah, we're talking about.
You want him sliding into your DMs?
You want Dan Friedkin sliding?
Mm. Absolutely. Slide in my DMs, Dan Friedkin.
He ain't going to slide into your DMs. You got to do that. You got to send him the message.
No, it's the Friedkin Group. It's not even his. It's not him directly. I want him directly to call me.
He's not going
to do that. If you know Dan Friedkin, hit him up and let him know to get a hold of me that I am the biggest Everton fan in Houston. And me and Kevin Cooper, who used to work with the Rockets, with the Texans. And let us know, and we'll go to a match for sure. And we'll do.
Maybe they'll do an American tour.
Viewing parties here. Maybe they'll do an American tour.
The best
tour.
You're going to get is a U.S. tour. He might bring you to a game. He's not
going to
fly you over.
I've got some opinions, too, about what we can do to make the team better.
I'm sure he'd love to hear him. He's not going to fly you over for the Merseyside Derby.
God, if he did, I would just say, look at this, Dell.
You would give me the finger on television because you're sitting in the owner's box?
As soon as I see you, I'm like, this is for Dell.
Trust me, I'm not going to
watch
that.
And we're smashing Liverpool in our new stadium
you're
year after
be
next.
Smashing Liverpool.
No one cares about this conversation.
I don't mind it, but just because how dumb it sounds.
Did you see how Fox is catching it? Apparently, the summer of soccer, they're promoting it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the second game,
they didn't even show.
Instead, they had fishing on.
Yeah, and this morning, instead of having it on one of their channels, it's on Fubo again.
The first match is?
Yeah, they're licensed.
You ain't summer soccer if you're not playing every match.
Yeah, they're licensed some of the games to Fubo.
ESPN played every single match.
And that's why we're screwed, because Fox has Copa and the World Cup. We're screwed. The Fox coverage stinks.
Yeah, but when does Copa start?
This week?
I don't want to have
plays
to get
on Sunday.
Fubo. I'm not watching.
Well, I don't know if they'll put the U.S. on Fubo. They'll put them on Fox or FS1. But yeah, summer soccer's dumb if you're putting it on Fubo. And their coverage has been bad. People don't like it, but we're stuck with them because they're the rights holders for the next couple major tournaments.
Oh, my God. They're catching it hard, though. I mean, fishing instead of the second match of the Euros? Wow. Who's making those decisions? Especially with how much money they paid for this.
And how they're selling it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Bassmasters are up to. But put the soccer on. But man, that's their thing. I guess the 8 o'clock slot is going to be the one where they license it out. Maybe they feel it's more profitable.
Well, you're not taking Skip Bayless off or whoever you got. You Colin Coward. They're not taking that off of FS1.
No. They're paying them too much money.
And Channel 26, Fox Sports. I mean, I guess I get it. Channel 26 has already got their programming. Maybe that's worth more than. Well, I mean, you're not sliding the Euros in there over your Channel 26. Well. We say Channel 26. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The National Fox stuff. Put it on Fox News and see if the Fox News watchers get mad. What the hell is soccer? Can you imagine Fox News watchers get European soccer? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm watching the highlights from the Hungary-Switzerland game. Man, what a match. What a
Stop
match
it, John.
Those two had.
You
I'm watching
watch.
It right now.
You didn't watch.
I'm watching it right now, Dell. I'm catching up.
Who are the best players in the match?
Oh, are you kidding me? Well, Michael Abisher, and then Kwadwo Duwa.
Kwadwo Duwa, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the best players. Thank you. Good night.
Sure.
They score goals, Dell. You don't score any goals. I mean, when you were a soccer player,
you were
Stephen A. Smith
no, that's
of
not
youth
true.
Soccer.
That's not true. When I was a soccer player, I was good.
Hey, who's having a better... Who's having a worse July? You got beat on a straight. Your low straight got beat by a high straight, John. Are you having a worse month right now than Isaiah Bugs?
I don't think so.
Or a worse three-week run? Because Isaiah Bugs, Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman, maybe we can say former Chiefs defensive lineman here in a couple days. He was arrested for the second time in a month after he was booked on domestic violence and burglary charges in Alabama. Bugs was released on $5,000 bond. No further details about the arrest. On May 30th, Bugs turned himself in after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of second-degree animal cruelty. Two dogs under his care, a pit bull and Rottweiler, were found to be neglected and severely malnourished. One of the dogs had to be euthanized. So, May 30th, arrested, turned himself in. He turned himself in on, the 16th? June 16th. So, maybe not a great run for... soon-to-be former Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs and Alabama Crimson Tide.
Well, he's on a run. I mean, everybody's got their own runs. He's got one, too. He's on this kind of run where you get arrested. The arrest run.
Well, and Kansas City's got a reputation. Wide receiver Rashee Rice is facing 8 felony charges, including 6 counts of collision involving injury following a 6 vehicle crash when he was speeding, when he was street racing. Offensive lineman Shooks Godric is what I'm calling him, and Wanye Morris were arrested last month in Johnson County, Kansas on misdemeanor possession of marijuana. That one's not going to even move the boat, but it's still something to mention.
Interesting.
And Caitlin Neat Clark stuff. Was almost beheaded last night.
I know. You see the shot she's taken? And it was Angel Reese, of all people. All right, we got to break it. Lance, you got to talk about Texas Star Grill Shop.
Yeah, it's Father's Day. Hopefully you took advantage of the great Father's Day sale. But, you know, it's okay to go in there and say, hey, you guys still have something on sale? What do you have on sale? They always have sales going on. And for the Gosney Pizza Oven, the Blaze Pizza Ovens, you've got different. This weekend, what I was cooking on was a griddle. I got a griddle insert for my grill that I have outside, but you can get a freestanding griddle or one installed into an outdoor kitchen that they can design absolutely free and then install for you at the cost, obviously. And what a cool thing. I did my fajitas. I decided to do them on the flat top, seared them on the flat top, and then put them on the other side of the grill, and we finished them on the grill. They were phenomenal. And today I'm doing a cheesesteak for me and snacks. We're going to have that tonight for dinner. I'm going to have eggs and bacon later in the week. Can't wait to do my first chicken sandwich on that. Yes, griddles are red hot, and they've got great griddles available for you, either pieces for pre-existing, pre-existing grills, or a brand new freestanding griddle for you, and it is going to change the way you make your burgers and your outdoor cooking, something that goes great with a grill that you already have. Make sure that you stop by Texas Star Grill Shop. Four, maybe five different locations right now. For all the information, go to 975grills.com to find a location nearest you.
All right, Dell, what did we miss from this weekend that you're saving for your little show?
I don't like the implication as if I'm using your show as a platform to just talk about what I want to talk about on my show. I don't know.
You usually hold things back. Is there anything that you're holding back that we're going to hear?
Well, you always position it that way. They're just things you don't care about that I care about that I would talk about on my show because you wouldn't want to hear them on this show.
What are you going to talk about with the House of Dragons?
Nothing, because it's been less than 24 hours, so I'm not a spoiler, so I won't do that. Just like when you asked me about it, I just said, hey, the last 10 minutes are harrowing. That's all I gave you. I'll probably talk about my guy more than you guys have because you've been disrespectful, Cy Blanco, and what he's doing out there. They're only real positive about the Astros pitching staff because everyone else gets hurt. So I'll talk about him. You know, we'll talk about what it means for Titus Howard to simply not just go out there and, you know, play ball. Hey, man, we get it. You're the right tackle. How many times you got to tell us about it? And also how the finals are being ruined by lack of presentation. They don't feel special right now. They just feel like regular basketball games. Beyond the actual content on the floor, ESPN uses their commercials to take up time that could be used to be, you know, player introductions, actually giving it a special feel. It just feels like another basketball game out there.
Too much ESPN propping up ESPN stuff right now. They really do need to get a little bit more of the focus back on the game. But with that said, the best thing to happen would be for the Celtics to get beaten, upset by the Mavericks. It'll turn this into a two-game series. I mean, they could really, TV could use it, sports fans could use it, ESPN could use it. We could all use a big game from Kyrie, from a television standpoint, make for good TV if Kyrie had a huge game today and they beat the Celtics there and took it back to Dallas. That'd be a cool story. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be a cool story. I think I got a funny feeling the Celtics are going to hornswoggle them.
You know, I was watching a game the other day. My wife and I had a conversation about this, is that the commercials at halftime, it was, again, ESPN didn't care what you thought of it. I mean, they went to commercials, and then they went back to for just a couple of seconds and showed the court, and then they went back to commercials. And, you know, they almost have to, with the money that they have spent, that Disney has spent on this, on the NBA, and this lack of ratings that they're getting, plus a quick series, they are trying to squeeze in every commercial they possibly can.
But these are sold before, right? This time it's been sold before, so no matter what the ratings are, haven't they already sold this time?
Well, I think it's an interesting. This is kind of inside baseball for us, but I think it's interesting that they come back. I know what you're talking about, John. They come back. They make you feel like you're back. They'll show a highlight of a play, and then they go away.
Go right.
They're trying to break up a long commercial break set, so that you stay there in case you go, man, and then flip. They're trying to keep you there by bringing you back and letting you know, we're almost back. Here's a little quick tidbit, and then we want to get in one more commercial, and then we'll come back. It's kind of everyone juggles with how do we keep people on here and keep them from, you know, from turning away from the program during commercials or not coming back. You know, you want them to watch all the way through. That's where our commercials are entertaining.
Well,
there's blood on the deck. Well, and I'm coming to say.
Well, the Super Bowl has these same masters it has to answer to. They have to get everything in because it's costing a lot of money. But the Super Bowl still feels like the Super Bowl, even if bad game, not a close game, whatever. The presentation is great. It feels different. The NBA Finals don't feel different as a game. The only difference between, at least in my eyes, what I feel watching a regular season game and watching the final is the score bug at the bottom is different. That's a little different, but the Super Bowl, they go all in to make you know that this is special. All the networks do that.
I think it's part of it might be because it's the ESPN team that we're watching, and they're every day. They're part of everyday life, and we're watching Stephen A. and whoever else is up there, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't feel like it's big. But you know what? The series not being any good is another reason it's not very
people
big.
People can say that. That's fine. But like I said, Super Bowl game stinks, doesn't stink. It always still feels like a big event. Sure, yeah. you are. Sometimes the game itself is going to hamper the enjoyment factor, but you watch an NBA Finals game and it's like, oh, okay. What's the difference between this game and a Friday night on ESPN?
Yeah, you're hurt a little bit by the seven-game series if you want to make a comparison to football with Super Bowl, which is kind of you almost can't make any comparisons. But I do agree with you, Del, but I don't think it's going to change because there's so much supply.
You can't even have player intros? They don't even do player intros.
Yeah, that's right. They don't do player intros. That's
no, they're in a commercial break.
But reduce, yeah. Yeah, you have to get the money in, but reduce because of how much it costs now to show NBA. It costs an arm and a leg to buy those, you know, to buy all that. But if you, I think because there's such a high supply side of programming now, from movies to shows to streaming to, there's such a high supply side is you can. You're never going to have the demand like there used to be. We used to wait for games, wait for shows. It's a big deal. More and more TV, you know, streaming services realize, man, we cannot release everything in full. We've got to release it week by week. And I read an article about somebody who watched Game of Thrones week by week and then somebody who binged it. They're two different vantage points. And the one who binged it was less involved. Like, they were less bought in all the way because they were able to get – they were – but when you have to wait a full week for a game, when you had to wait a full week for a football game, that's a big advantage with, you know, in basketball. I don't know. It's just there's so much stuff now. There's so many things to watch. There's so many channels to watch. We don't all live in the same world anymore.
No, I agree. There's stuff they're fighting, certainly. But you can't – look, if you don't want to put a giant Larry O'Brien trophy on the court because you're afraid of slippage, that's okay, whatever. I don't remember that being a big issue when it was a thing. Like, now they superimpose the YouTube logo on the floor. You don't even put – like, even in the conference finals, we used to have, like, we're going to put the conference finals logo on the floor. Like, the NBA has pulled back on presentation. And I think that's part of at least a little bit why it feels – why the games don't feel as big. And then, like you said, there's other stuff to watch. But I don't think they've done a great job making their sport – particularly in the biggest occasions, feel like a big deal.
No, that's – but whose job is that?
That's,
I mean,
well,
ESPN?
That's Silver's, and they're all partners. That's why they call them TV partners. They get together about that stuff, and they've decided lack of presentation on the floor. We're not showing player intros, but we will get in all our commercials because that's what matters most.
Well, that – he really can't do anything. That's the network deciding that. We got to get these commercials
in. If he
wanted
to say,
because
hey guys,
they got to get some of that money back, and they're not getting it back on it. And let's not forget, you make some ratings promises to the advertisers as well. And if you don't hit those, then you got make goods on for them. So
it's understood that the what they're trying to do, they have to make their money, but they've always had to make their money, and for whatever reason, they've decided pulling back on what makes this different is more important. Like, if you need to add, if you want the game to start at 7:45 because you need to get your commercials in and the player intros, okay, we're all here waiting for the finals anyway. What does it matter at that point? You want to start a little bit later? I just think they're doing themselves a disservice. But hey, like you said, money is the biggest factor in all.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, really? Really? Money's the biggest factor. And everything. Everything in the world, money is the biggest factor. That's it. Tell you're onto something here.
I'm saying you were right about it. Why am I? Whatever. This show sucks.
All right. When we come back, news of the weird, finishing up strong right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But Lance, we got to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. We got to talk about Billy Brown and what he does, what he's done for both of us in our lives. He's been fantastic, and he'll be fantastic for you in your life. I had a buddy, too, he asked me, hey, you got a plumber? I was like, yeah, absolutely. And they were out at his house, and they fixed he had a leak. And, man, you want to talk about when you need Billy Brown, he is going to be there for you. He's going to take care of whatever issue it is, and he's not going to put a gun to your head. He's not going to just kill you as far as the price goes, especially when you go and you think you got something wrong. A lot of these plumbers are charging you just to show up.
Yeah, And that's a problem. If somebody's going to charge you and they say, well, if you decide to get our work done with us, we will take that money that you're going to pay us to just show up and we'll apply it to the cost. Well, now you're leveraged into you have to use them. Now you have to use them. Billy Brown doesn't do that. They come out there and they have enough confidence in their work that they're going to come out there, diagnose it for you. It happens very quickly. They can find it very quickly. And they can get started on your job very quickly as well. And so, you know, plumbing issues feel overwhelming because it can have an impact on your ability to use your sink, an ability to get the right level of water going through your pipes. You know, if you've got very low water pressure, maybe your hot water heaters. There's all kinds of areas that they can help you in, and it's just a phone call away. Just make sure that you go to the website to get all the information you need at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. Great company to use. We highly recommend them, and they're a company that you can trust. aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Did Germany and England play yet?
Yes, they both played.
They both, no, did they play each other?
But they have both played, yes.
Well, apparently the English and German game is coming up, and the German police are warning English fans ahead of the Euros and encourage them to smoke weed instead of drinking alcohol, as it would make them calmer and chilled out.
Yeah.
Apparently cannabis was legalized in Germany on April 1st. Do you think that English fans will be better high or drunk?
High.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But pub culture is not going to allow it. They don't care about smoking weed. Mm-hmm. They've got to get schnockered and start tearing everything
John,
up.
Did you see the sacrilege that happened over the weekend?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that the Albanian fans were taunting the Italian fans by breaking dry spaghetti in front of them? They're like,
they went out into the street, like, oh, and this guy,
you better,
this
better,
guy from Italy got on his knees. He goes, no, no, no.
Like, please, no.
And the Albanian fan went right to his face and it snapped the spaghetti in half and threw it up in the air.
And he was like, no,
no.
That is such a waste
it
of
was
spaghetti.
Hilarious.
That is awful. That is awful. They're awful people, those Albanians.
You better watch yourself.
Yeah,
you know, from all the movies I've seen, the Albanians are the ones you don't want to mess with.
Yeah,
no, it's a rough group over there. But especially if they're breaking spaghetti like that out in the open doing this. Apparently, a woman was busted in China. She was trying to smuggle 350 Nintendo Switch game cards in her bra. Are those 350 Nintendo Switch game cards, or are you just happy to see me? That seems like a lot to be putting in your bra to me. I don't know. What are Switch
game cards?
Huh. Cards, yeah. Cartridges.
Oh, cartridges. Is that what it says?
Yeah. Well, it says cards and it says cartridges as well.
Okay.
She's trying to smuggle them into China.
Yeah, she's just trying to make money.
Just trying to, but I mean, it doesn't feel like smuggling them in your bra. Like, I just feel like, hey, there's something seems to be out of whack here.
Do you want her to smuggle them in her prison wallet? Where do you want them smuggled?
Why don't you save that, Phil, for you and Mapes' show?
Yeah.
I cleaned it up.
Prison wallet?
I could have said the actual term, so I cleaned it up.
Good Lord.
Her prison wallet. Wow.
Where do you want her to smuggle them in? Where do you want them, John?
I just feel like it's just, I don't know. You're going to get caught. That's all I'm saying. A restaurant has banned kids under 5, citing dirty diapers and breastfeeding in public as reasons. Do you think kids under 5 should never be allowed in a restaurant?
No,
yes.
But I mean,
yeah,
I'll say no.
Yeah. I knew you two would have different.
There should be restaurants specific for children that their parents can take them to, and then others that they're banned from.
It's called McDonald's.
If the parent, like Fuddruckers, you can take your kids to Fuddruckers. I don't have a problem with that. But there should be levels to this. And keep your kids out of my restaurants.
Well,
you want to hang out at a Chili's? Cool.
And this place is Plantastic Indie, is a small vegan restaurant with a focus on fighting climate change through food.
Okay. Keep your kids out of that place.
Yeah. And you know what?
The kids aren't going to have fun.
No one's having fun there.
Yeah.
No one is having fun in that place.
If you are a chain restaurant, the kids are more than welcome. If it's, you know, it's like a one-off place, Beat it, kids.
Yeah. This is not Chuck E. Cheese, they say. This was not made for babies.
That's fine. Ban That's the kids. True.
A photographer was disqualified from an AI image contest because he used a real photo. Do you feel like he should be disqualified?
Yes. Yes, that's cheating.
I just feel like, oh, man.
That's not AI. If we're going to have robots kill us, let's train them properly.
I want my
death to be swift and painless.
You feel like...
Robot dogs are already being used. You know that. But right. I like the idea of robot dogs going into heavily crime-ridden areas or hostage situations or whatever. Let robot dogs really get after it. Because I guarantee you, you're kind of... like, crime will stop if robot dogs are used. Crime will severely... If you had robot dogs set up outside of everywhere, did you see the mass break-in where 20 people smashed through a place in England and stole this guy's jewelry? If you had a few robot dogs around there with some weapons on them...
Oh, what? I mean, that ain't happening.
Can you trust the robot dogs not to turn them on their masters?
Sometimes there's going to be collateral damage probably with robot dogs. I don't want the robot dogs turning on me. Can I trust them? Yeah, I can trust them.
Didn't that guy open fire on the 10 guys that busted into his store?
No, he just screamed. Oh. He went, and they smashed in. No, there was like 20 guys with masks on. It was pretty brutal. No, but I think robot dogs using them for crime definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, until they turn on you and kill you.
No, right? Why would they kill me? I'm not committing a crime.
Probably.
Now, I don't want to see robot dogs murder over somebody taking Nintendo Switch cards in a brawl. Like,
well, maybe you hurt their feelings, the robot dog's feelings.
You ever see heavy metal from the episode from Black Mirror where we first saw robot dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, robot dogs started showing up. I'm like, oh my god, Black Mirror is terrifying. Yeah, that thing was terrifying. If you've got a robot dog chasing after you and following you, I mean, God, it's so great. We really have got to start using these things to clean up crime.
Stop it. You are welcoming Skynet. Stop talking about using
robots.
No,
but if they clean up crime, though, Dell.
And you know what they're also going to do next? Hey.
Kill you.
Maybe humans
no longer
belong here.
We are dead man walking.
Let's not accelerate it.
It's just a matter of how much time. I saw this AI expert who said, we would have never thought that we could get from 10 years ago to here as quickly as we have. He said, super intelligence is coming faster than we all realize. Like, he said, it's coming within the next 5 years.
You're the problem. Sure,
you are the problem.
If I'm going to die anyway, let's at least kill off all the bad guys.
No, let's fight this. Let's not welcome it.
I'm not fighting it. We're done. We've already crossed the threshold.
You want to welcome T2s and other Terminators to kill us.
Boston Dynamics has ruined us. Boston Dynamics should go down as the bad guys.
You're one of the
bad guys. Oh, it will. It will.
About backflipping robots that can shoot you up and, like, you know.
They've been warning you what's coming, and you're like, hey, let's bring on the killer robot dogs.
You know, what's great is no regulation about what we could do with robot dogs. No regulation whatsoever.
You've got to have people like me.
Let's put a machine gun on their back.
I'm inherently good.
You're not a
good
person.
I'm worried about inherently greedy bad people.
Greedy?
Greedy.
Yeah. People whose only idea. Why do you think they keep running? I guarantee you there's a financial play behind the AI push.
To be fair,
there always is. We
don't know who's good or bad, and sometimes we just have to judge off appearances, and anybody who sounds like this is definitely awful.
Ich bin der Funklon und Unstein Teil der AI.
Who didn't know that was coming?
That sounds like a
that's
terrible
person.
That's
the one
person.
That I, to this
that's
day,
a,
I
that's that. That. Sick the robot dog on him.
Yeah. No, that guy has a robot dog. Sicking it on other people.
Yeah, I mean, he may have used robot dogs. That terrible
right.
guy.
We got a break. John Daspit's a good guy. He's not a bad guy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas, everybody.
Yeah, so make sure that with John Daspit, if you've got an injury of any sort, that you're calling John Daspit, because personal injury is what he specializes in. And I say John Daspit, he's got a law firm of like 70 people. There's 12 different cities in the state of Texas that he has his offices. He's got offices outside of the state of Texas. And the reason's simple, because he's very good. He understands that the process requires multiple lawyers so that they can spend the time necessary on your case, find out exactly what's going on medically. If you get injured, a lot of people are afraid to go to a doctor. John Daspit will send you to a doctor, send you to specialists, get the MRIs done, the x-rays done. You don't have to worry about the cost of that because Daspit understands you've got to make sure that you find out what's going on. So many people, especially guys, are afraid, I just don't want to go there. It's going to be a hassle. Oh, you mean you just want this debilitating injury or maybe a fracture in your spine or your neck or your hip? You don't want to get that looked at? John Daspit will make sure you get compensated for that. Your medical bills are taken care of. Your time missed from work is taken care of. And you get a fair pain and suffering settlement. And he is going to work his tail off. If it gets to court, you're basically, the other side is dead because John Daspit simply doesn't lose. So make sure that you call John Daspit and speak with the people in his office about working for you. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.